Advanced English Examination. June 2020. State Language Schools of Extremadura. Mediation.
Task 1.
A young cellist. You are a young classical music lover, but some of your friends think that classical music is just something only middle-aged and older people play and listen to, so they don't even want to give it a try. Last week, you just happened to get hold of this radio program about Seiko Kanemasen, a young cellist. You've decided to write an email to your friends to tell them about it. Listen to the recording, take notes, and summarize the main facts mentioned in it. You will hear the recording twice.
It's being hailed as classical music's breakthrough moment. For the first time in more than 30 years, a British classical musician, Seiko Kanemasen, in the top 10 albums chart, with a recording based around Elgar's Cello Concerto. He's the first British cellist to have a top 10 album hit. Not bad for a young lad from Nottingham, just 20 years old. From an ethnic minority background too, high-profile black musicians, a rarity in classical music. Something Chichi Nwaneku, founder of the black and ethnic minority orchestra Chinake, hopes Seiko will now change.
One of the things I learnt to do was not to believe the popular narrative that A, people of colour are not interested in classical music, and B, people of colour aren't any good at classical music.
At six, Seiko turned his attention to music, started learning the violin. He only lasted a month, mind, before switching to cello.
I think he just didn't want to do the violin because his brother was better than him. And we went to a concert at the age of six. He saw the cellos and that was it. He was obsessed.
He went through cello grades 1 to 8 in just 3 years, had the highest marks in the country. When he was 9, his dad took him for a tryout at the Royal Academy of Music's junior department in London, music teacher Ben Davis on hand to assess him.
I couldn't get a sense of him at all. I sort of suspected that perhaps he would be quite happy to be outside playing football rather than having a trial lesson. But the extraordinary thing was that when he started to play the cello, he sat down and played a piece by Bloch called Prayer. I knew this was a mature piece to play for a young cellist, so I was interested to see what he did. As soon as he started playing, his whole body language changed. He was playing from memory, and he was just communicating the music, and then when he finished, he just turned back into the boy that had come into the room. And that was the first thing that made me realise there was something special there.
Now, listen again.
It's being hailed as classical music's breakthrough moment. For the first time in more than 30 years, a British classical musician, Seiko Kanemasen, in the top 10 albums chart, with a recording based around Elgar's Cello Concerto. He's the first British cellist to have a top 10 album hit. Not bad for a young lad from Nottingham, just 20 years old. From an ethnic minority background too, high-profile black musicians, a rarity in classical music. Something Chichi Nwaneku, founder of the black and ethnic minority orchestra Chinake, hopes Seiko will now change.
One of the things I learnt to do was not to believe the popular narrative that A, people of colour are not interested in classical music, and B, people of colour aren't any good at classical music.
At six, Seiko turned his attention to music, started learning the violin. He only lasted a month, mind, before switching to cello.
I think he just didn't want to do the violin because his brother was better than him. And we went to a concert at the age of six. He saw the cellos and that was it. He was obsessed.
He went through cello grades 1 to 8 in just 3 years, had the highest marks in the country. When he was 9, his dad took him for a tryout at the Royal Academy of Music's junior department in London, music teacher Ben Davis on hand to assess him.
I couldn't get a sense of him at all. I sort of suspected that perhaps he would be quite happy to be outside playing football rather than having a trial lesson. But the extraordinary thing was that when he started to play the cello, and he sat down and played a piece by Bloch called Prayer. I knew this was a mature piece to play for a young cellist, so I was interested to see what he did. As soon as he started playing, his whole body language changed. He was playing from memory, and he was just communicating the music. And then when he finished, he just turned back into the boy that had come into the room. And that was the first thing that made me realize there was something special there.
This is the end of the recording.